Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Joe Tankersley on the show. Joe is a new friend to all of us. I've known about his work for a long time. He and I are members of an organization together, and he's a former writer and producer for Walt Disney, and he's now focuses on his foresight work. He's a futurist and a writer, and focusing on helping people improve their tomorrows. He's the author of a new book called Reimagining Our Tomorrows, Making Sure Your Future Doesn't Suck. And he's our new friend, Joe Tankersley. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. One of the things that I'll give you just a little bit of introduction to my audience here, Joe. My audience is primarily small business CEOs and small organization CEOs, because believe it or not, there's a lot of folks out there who are running organizations, nonprofits, even churches who like the show. And one of the things I talk to them about a lot is how to become, not how to grow out of being the manager of your business into being the CEO of your business. And as you know very well, Joe, one of the main jobs of the CEO is to be the futurist of the company, to be in charge of the foresight. And I'd like your thoughts on that.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. Only successful companies are the ones that are able to look beyond the next quarter and have some sense of where they want to be in 5, even 10 or 15 years. And if the leader's not doing that, then the rest of the company is probably not looking up out of the trenches either. A critical skill.
Well, that's exactly right. So this is the background, so to speak, into which you come with your new book, talking about our tomorrows. So you'll hear me, and I know you'll help me round out our conversation with that in mind. So when you think about the future, your book is pretty hopeful, isn't it?
Oh, my book is way off the scale on the hopeful end, probably intentionally, because I've just been overwhelmed by how much negative and dystopian futures are out there these days. And I understand why. There are lots of reasons. But I think that we need a balance. And that was really the purpose in writing the book, was to let people know that there are opportunities to make their future better for their small business, for their community, whatever their focus happens to be.
Well, my book, my new book has a little bit of both of those in there, the hope and the dystopia at the end. But the point I try to make here is, and I try to help regular folks who are not in charge of developing all the AI, that whether we have whatever our future looks like, whether it sucks or it doesn't suck, it's going to be up to us, and it's in our hands. Not just Zuckerberg and you know, the folks at Google and Bezos, it's not just in their hands. It's in our hands, too. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's an excellent point, and I think it's the one that we need to be making over and over again. With all of the changes going on and the growth of huge companies like the Amazon and the Googles, I think many people believe that they don't have any agency, and the exact opposite is true. In a digital future, you, if a small business owner or even an individual entrepreneur, has a lot more possibility to create their version of the future than was true even 20 years ago, but certainly 50 years ago.
Well, I agree. And another thing, though, I think we need to realize is that as we consume other people's image of the future, meaning the how they try to lead us into the future, as we become consumers, or even, and as you know, even the product, we might not feel that we have any control over that, but we have more than we think if we would just exert it. light. One of the things that I try to tell people to think of is when they're given an opportunity to use some new technology that might be cool, but might not be exactly, you know, ethically correct, to say to themselves, just because I can doesn't mean that I should. What do you think about that, that way of exerting some control, well, some power?
Yeah, I mean, that's the age-old issue of humanity and their technology. I think it was Marshall McLuhan said, first we invent the tools, then the tools reinvent us. And so we've got a very complicated relationship with the technology that we create. And it is really easy to see new technology only as shiny, bright, you know, wonderful opportunities that exist.
Right.
And I think one of the things that I'm
Joe, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break.
Okay.
Joe Tankersley, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Reimagining Our Tomorrows by Joe Tankersley. He's a great futurist, and it's 20 till. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be right back. Feeling
like I ought to sleep. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.